We are back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. Tomorrow, dozens of ornate boats will set sail on Lake Michigan for a race unlike any other in the area. The annual Dragon Boat Festival is in its seventh year here in Milwaukee, but the tradition began more than 2,000 years ago in what is now mainland China. Lorna Young and Sousa See are both organizers for Milwaukee's Dragon Boat Festival. They joined Lake Effect's Joy Powers, and See began by explaining the folklore about the Dragon Boat Festival's origins.
Dragon boat racing tradition started 2,000 years ago in Middle Kingdom of what is now China. The legend has it that there was a very beloved poet called Qu Yuan, and he was a philosopher and patriot. He traveled around the country, tried to talk to the government officials, tried to convince them to do the right thing and take care of people. When his advice fell on the dead ears, he was heartbroken. Actually, his country got invaded because the government officials did not follow his advice of taking care of people. He was heartbroken. He threw himself in the river and drowned. When people heard about the sad news, they gathered all the boats and raced, tried to find him. And the women in the village made the rice balls and what we call zongzi these days and threw them in the water to appease the water spirit and try to feed the fish so the fish doesn't harm Qu Yuan. And after 2,028 years, We're still racing in search for the beauty and search for the loyalty and search for the righteousness.
So why are the boats dragons then? Does that have something to do with the man who is lost?
Well, dragon is a big part of the culture. And over the years, the boat has become more and more elaborate. And then dragon, of course, symbolized the water spirit becomes part of the racing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, can you describe what these boats look like? I mean, if you see photos of them, they're incredibly elaborate.
They are. They are very colorful. The colors are very vibrant. And on the front of the boat, there's a dragon head. And at the end, there's a tail. And the boat itself is actually very, very long. Do you know how long are they?
It's like a very, very long and slim canoe.
Yeah.
It holds 20 people who are paddling, plus the helmsman at the back and the drummer at the front. So it's very, very long. Over 40 feet?
Yeah, that was one of the interesting parts of this. There's the drummer on the back who's really keeping beat. And then there's the person at the front, and it's this very organized kind of dance. What does it look like when these ships are really moving?
It's actually a very, very intense race. The first time I raced it, when I get off, my legs were shaking. It's actually the race, it go very fast. So everybody have to listen to the drummer. The race cannot be won unless everybody is in sync with each other and everybody work as a team. There are some people in the front who is called pacer. First row is called pacer. And then the people in the back is the engine. And the people in the middle is the power. So when you are doing race, you give all you can and you listen to each other, watch each other to make sure you work as a team.
It's funny, we were talking about this before, but I mentioned I did marching band as a kid. And one of the things that we would do is, you know, you'd have the drummer going in the back doing the cadence, and then everybody would have to be on the right foot and, you know, march, 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 march. And if we weren't all on the right foot, then we had to stay out generally in the cold a lot longer. Luckily, the weather is a little better for the Dragon Boat Festival. But it's essentially the same thing with these boats, right?
Right. The rowers are all taught to count in rhythm with each other and in synchronization with that count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they synchronize their paddling, and the drummer also keeps that going. And the drummer also can look at back, because the drummer's at the front facing back, can look at the rowers and say, get with it, you know, and send signals to say, let's really put the power on or let's let back in order to save the energy for the final lap, so to speak.
Yeah, how long is the race? Where do you go? Where do you start and where do you end?
Well, we're having the race at the Lakeshore State Park, which is just to the east of Summerfest grounds. A given race is 1.5 minutes long.
Oh.
So it's very, very short distance, very quick race. And as Sousa said, very competitive. We have 52 teams that are competing this year. And they go in different laps because it's four boats at a time. So the whole day is people racing, which is really fun to watch as well, even if you're not participating.
And you have very little time to screw up if it's just a minute.
Absolutely. If you miss a beat, the other team will be going ahead of you.
So why did you decide to bring this festival to Milwaukee?
Well, this festival has been a dream of many people who are from the Chinese American community. And it all just came together about 7 years ago. We wanted to bring something to the community that would be fun, that would be building the community spirit for the city around a sport that is actually very popular around the world. It's not just something in China. It's happening all over the United States and many countries. So we just felt that with this wonderful water that we have here in Milwaukee, that this would be very appropriate for the city. And it's grown. When we started in 2013, there were only 14 teams, and now we have 52 teams. So it's really grown as an event for us.
Yeah, it's grown, I mean, fourfold?
Fourfold,
yes. Yeah. And what is interesting about the festival is it really attracts a very diverse group of people. You have some Chinese racing, but you have all walk of life doing a race, and some companies use it as a team-building event. There's a lot of big companies in town, and they have multiple teams in a race.
You know, you mentioned 52 teams, a lot of companies who are involved in it. When you look at Milwaukee's Dragon Boat Festival and you compare it to other cities, how do we stack up?
That is a very interesting question. So, incidentally, I was in Taiwan in Zhuangwujie. So, Dragon Boat traditionally is held in the fifth day of the fifth month of the lunar calendar, which is called Zhuangwujie, and I was in Taipei. And they have a Dragon Boat race very close to the hotel that I stay. So, I walked down there. Milwaukee's Dragon Boat Festival actually looks quite good. Mm-hmm. I mean, initially I was thinking, wow, Taipei's Dragon Boat Festival is going to be huge. But when we look at Milwaukee's Dragon Boat Festival, I said, wow, we are actually quite nice, especially with the backgrounds of beautiful downtown and Lakeshore State Park as a venue.
So you don't have to go all the way to Taipei to see a Dragon Boat Festival. You can just go to the lakeshore here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So for the day, we not only have Dragon Boat race, we also have some cultural events like Yaogu and some performances, some dance.
Nice. So it's a whole day of events.
Right. And there will also be a beer garden, which is a very popular Milwaukee thing, as well as food trucks, as well as food from the Chinese community.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, Lorna, Sousa, I'd like to thank both of you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and talking about your work.
Well, thank you very much. I hope we'll get a beautiful weather and come up, join us.
Just come on down and enjoy.
Lorna Young and Sousa C are both organizers for the Milwaukee Dragon Boat Festival. The event will be held on Saturday, and the first race starts at 8 o'clock. The admission is free, and you can find more information at wuwm.com.